Christian Pulisic, Captain America from Hershey, PA, is an American hero, Diana. I saw this kid score that goal yesterday against Iran.
How amazing is it? Now, he also got hurt.
Was it
a little bit later? Because I heard he is going to play on Saturday.
When he scored that goal, he took one right in the crotch, right in the groin from the Iranian goalie.
Yeah, they're saying a contusion of the pelvis.
He gave up his body to score that goal. And the people in the know have read about this guy since he was 15. Can he live up to his hype? He's 24 years old. Evidently, he does. This kid is being celebrated. It was an amazing goal. And he is no doubt going to be inspiring that American team.
Yeah, and I did hear, again, like I said, can you imagine getting a contusion right there?
And
he said, yeah, I'm going to be there on Saturday.
Yes. You know, these soccer guys, you know, they flop a lot. Everybody flops a lot. You know, if somebody even breathes on them, they flop trying to get the call, trying to get the card. By the way, I don't know anything about soccer, Diana.
I love soccer. I played it a lot in elementary and middle school.
These referees have a lot of autonomy. They can, there's somebody go down and they can ignore it. Somebody can go down and call a penalty card.
Yeah.
They have a lot of power in this. It was fascinating. Go USA. I feel bad for the Iranian players.
So do I. And here's why.
Go ahead.
Well, because the other day they weren't singing their national anthem, and they had to suck it up yesterday and sing it. And the thing is, they were being threatened. Who knows what's going to happen when they go home? Because they lost to USA.
Diana.
And I know we don't like to get political.
I'm
so proud of Team USA, so happy, but I am fearful for those Iranians because they lost. Yeah.
And I saw it was exhausting. I saw that, you know, there's this mysterious added time at the end, which only the referees know about, where it's the time they take for some injuries. And it was tense. When they blew that whistle, everybody hit the ground, exhausted. And I saw those Iranian guys. And when they didn't stand that first time, their families got threatened with torture. Their people got threatened with torture.
So I'm wondering, did any of that happen? And then they end up losing to us. And again, we're all Team USA. But
when I saw those guys' faces on the ground, I thought, oh my gosh, they may have lost more than a soccer game. And then those Iranian women, when they showed them in the crowd cheering, yikes, they're some of the most beautiful women in the world.
Oh, stunning,
right,
yes.
I'm going to move along.
All right,
I'm moving along.
Because we got lots to talk about today, and I have some news on my car.
All right. Oh, is that really going to happen? Because I had no faith in this whatsoever.
Well, I kept telling you December 1st, which is tomorrow.
And I said next year. Easter.
No, stop.
I said Easter, yeah. You'll get it by Palm Sunday.
They told Jeff Friday. So not tomorrow. They told him Friday. They just want another little extra time.
Sure, they want to make sure it's done right.
Yeah, and I'm totally fine with that. If they're going to make sure that my beautiful car is done right, you have no idea how anxious I am to get that back.
Sure, well, you know, mechanics deserve Christmas parties, too. They're probably really busy this year with the holidays.
Yes, they are. Yes, and they're busy with all the deer crashes.
Yes, they sure are. But, yeah, your car will come in. All right, so we need some people to answer some mail. That's a big time of the year. There's a lot of letters being sent out, and a reply would be everything. From the North Pole.
Oh, certainly.
That would be the red letter day when that thing came in the mail.
Wouldn't that be great? Well, the U.S. Postal Service said, hey, listen, Santa gets so busy this time of year, they need some volunteer Santas to answer letters from kids to make their Christmas extra merry and bright. So they're doing their annual Operation Santa. They're looking for Christmas-loving volunteers to kind of look through the letters addressed to Santa and send back a written response. So if you think you want to do it, here's what you do. You go to USPSOOperationSanta.com and register. Actually, it's USPSOperationSanta.com. I'm going to do this.
But I'm guessing they would want Sweet Santa reply. Sweet Santa reply.
So you're thinking you want to do Santa reply?
I'm thinking more of a Krampus attitude to really get a reaction from these kids to get good children. More of a Krampus, more of a Silent Night, Violent Night. We have Violent Night, the movie coming out this weekend.
Sure, sure. So if I'm little Sally and I'm saying, Santa, I just want a baby doll. I want a board game and maybe some coloring books. That's all I want for Christmas. And if I'm sending that letter in to you, how would you respond to me?
Well, you just toe the line, little Sally, and Krampus won't eat you. And you're going to get everything you want, but just be a good girl. How is that
merry and bright?
How is that sweet? Because then she gets it on Christmas morning. She gets everything she wants because she was a good girl.
Okay. Aren't they supposed to have those dreams at night of like Candyland and Santa coming down the chimney, not like eating the cookies and then her brother who isn't so good?
I better be good or I will disappear like my brother who has been pickled by Krampus to be eaten at a later date. Because pickling will preserve that young meat.
This is just awful. Here's the thing. I'm going to do it, and I will just let you read my responses to these sweet kids.
You said it's before 6, so we can talk about this. If you have a McGold card, does that mean you can pull your minivan up to a McDonald's window with your 5 kids under 10 and all their buddies and load up for life every time with a McGold card? Does that mean you can go through there and get a happy meal for yourself?
Well, what it does, technically it covers 2 free meals per week for 50 years.
Oh, for 50 years, okay.
Yeah, but
if you think about it,
their meals they have, it's French fries and it would be a sandwich and then also some kind of a drink. But it would be 2 meals per week for 50 years.
All right.
How cool is that?
Well, the headline says free food for life. And so I immediately think, now, how is this really going to pay off? This is going to pay off, especially if you've got a bunch of kids that want every toy out of a Happy Meal.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I guess you could get 2 Happy Meals for the next 50 years, 2 a week
Mickey D's is giving away 12 of these McGold cards in their SZN of sharing program.
Yeah, and then you have to order through their app.
Okay.
How great is that?
All right.
Now, 3 people who get the 4 gold cards, 3 people are going to get 4 McGold cards, 1 for you and then 1 for 3 of your friends.
Nice.
So that's part of the sharing.
Nice stocking stuffer.
How great is that?
All right. Yeah. But you just got to go on, sign up for the app. Evidently, they did this a few years back, and Bill Gates and Rob Lowe evidently have one of these McDonald's gold cards.
You're kidding me.
No, that's what I'm seeing here. They've got one from a sweepstakes they had a few years back.
Are you kidding
me? Well, yeah, they don't need this.
They don't need that. No, Why don't you give it to us?
Give it to somebody, who it's going to really pay off for. So once again, Mickey D's.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, great
idea. We could sit there. We could get, like, nuggets.
Food for
nuggets.
Life.
You know, every single week.
Only twice, though. You took the legs out right from under me. I thought food for life. This is going to be something. They should give away what I said.
I like the nuggets in the sweet and sour sauce.
I think
that is like so yummy.
You go through there for an egg and muffin in the morning, and you go through there for a quarter pounder with cheese at night. As many times as you want, that is what food for life means.
I totally agree with you.
So if you got The Rock and Snickers in the same picture, in the same story, how can you go wrong, Diana?
Oh, I love Snickers, and I love The Rock, too.
So The Rock goes back to Hawaii, where he said that my family, we were dirt poor growing up there. When I was 14 years old, I stole a Snickers every day pre-workout. And so he buys every Snicker in the store. Leaves it on the counter and says, give this out to anybody who looks like they're ready to steal one.
Yeah, and he spent about $300 doing that. So he was trying to right a wrong that he did when he was a teenager. Good for him.
I have that guilt. There was a guy, Danny Jackson. Rest in peace, Danny Jackson. He passed away this year. But he showed me how to steal a candy bar at the convenience store at the Night Owl.
Really?
Yes, and Diana, of course, I was scared to death because, I'm an altar boy, growing up Catholic kid, full of Catholic guilt. He showed me how to do it. What a thrill that was. It was a thrill. And eventually I got in trouble for it.
Okay.
Eventually I got caught doing that. But I bet everybody, I know both my nieces, they got caught with a 5-figure discount stealing earrings, things like this, and CVS and things when they were in high school. They got in a little trouble for this. So we should ask people what you put the 5-figure discount on. When you were younger, do you feel bad? Did you get caught?
Well, I did when I was 4. I went and I took some gum out of Farmer Jack's when we were living in Ohio, and my mom found out when we got back to the car. I had to go in with her and apologize.
Yes.
I was so terrified and humiliated. I was 4 years old, and I had to say I was sorry to this big guy. And I remember he was like, no, she can keep it. Don't worry about it. But my mom was not having it.
Hanging around with older guys, a bunch of older guys had a big influence. Our peers did. I knew at a young age, I thought, I'm going to be faced with these decisions every day. And my rule was, I'll do anything that anybody else does, that I see anybody else does, and if they live through it, I'll do that.
Okay.
And so that is just the way I challenge myself every day. Because there was always a bigger, tougher, faster, meaner, funnier person setting the bar high.
Okay.
It was tough.
It's party time.
It's a party!
WFRE and Voila special teas and other goodness love to celebrate.
And if you were born on this date, we're about to celebrate you.
Let's see who's having a birthday today.
Happy birthday on this 30th of November to Amanda Dennis, Pete Duca, Derek Gallup, Angie Jacobs celebrating this morning, and a very happy birthday to Rebecca Henry.
We also want to say happy birthday to our Lloydie Mercer, as well as Tammy Tingler. Karen White from Newmarket turns 70. Shelby Crow from Thurmont is 2. Jack McCrosin is 17. And Hal Jones celebrates today. And our birthday winner today is Lloyd Mercer. Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday, Lloydie. Love you. And also we have happy 60th birthday to Kathy Baker.
Here's what's coming up next with the Free Country Wake Up Crew. Thanks to Eric Smock Heating and Air Conditioning. Now that's comfortable living.
So would you rather have $1,000 or spend family time on Christmas? Or Christmas Eve? Are we throwing Christmas Eve in there as well?
We're talking Christmas time.
Christmas yes. time, yeah. No, man, yeah. I'll take that money every time, baby. $1,000, anytime, anywhere.
That does not surprise me about you. Not me. I will take family time.
Oh, man. They will say, Diana, please. You should have taken the grand. Now we're upset with you. Leave the Christmas celebration now.
Oh, please.
Yes. I guess timing is everything in life, Diana. Talking about that $1,000 or spend time with the family at Christmas. I mean, we're that secret sound up around $5,000, and we got Christmas cash thing coming up, $99. Somebody could win $999. I just paid $1,000 for my car, $1,000. I'm ready for $1,000 to come in the right direction.
Sure.
Seems like, yeah, I'm always bleeding this time of the year.
Well, would you rather have $1,000 or spend time with family during Christmas?
During Christmas Day. That would be priceless because that has not happened in a long, long time. A long, long time. No, I'm going to spend some time with them.
Okay, so you're not going to take the money.
In December. Coming up December 9th, December 10th, December 11th, I will be with my sisters for the first time in a long time. We're all getting a little bit old. We all live all across the country. That's priceless. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't take $1,000 for that.
Okay.
I would not take $1,000 for that.
Christmas Day, your family can come over and spend time with you, or you can have $1,000. What are you going
to
do?
I would give my family $1,000 to stay away and give me some peace. I would give, I would give them $2,000 and say, Merry Christmas, leave me alone just for today.
Yeah, well, you're kind of like Keith on Facebook. He said, I'll take the $1,000. I'm sick of my grown kids.
Yeah, I understand. Thanks for admitting that. I understand. We got a long way to go. Tomorrow's December 1st.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go before Christmas Day.
You got a lot of choices, right? Call us up. Let us know. $1,000 or family time?
$1,000. $1,500. Yeah, me $1,000 for Christmas Day. Yeah, I need $1,000 really bad right now. Carly Pearce liked that song, What He Didn't Do, 735. Hey, what would you do? Would you take a grand? Or would you rather have $1,000 or spend time with the family at Christmas? And on the WFRE Facebook page, Chuck, he's got the spirit of the season, $1,000. Would buy a lot of crabs, bushels of crabs for my family. Yeah, you would be a holiday hero.
You certainly would. And then Christina sent us a text. She said, hey, I'd take $1,000. We spent that to fly home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
So you recoup that money, right?
I used to put my plane ticket on the Christmas tree when I would fly home and say, Merry Christmas, everybody. There it is right there. And, that's what it was all about.
Uh-huh.
Spending time with the family at the holidays. $1,000. Would you take $1,000? Would you take $1,000 to not spend time with the family and the holiday? Yeah, it depends on the family and depends on the timing. It depends on the $1,000. I would like to spend $1,000 on a big holiday party for everybody. You could go a long way with $1,000.
Sure, I guess you don't spend time with them on Christmas. You get the $1,000, and then on the 26th,
Boxing
you
Day.
Do something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
Boxing we're Day. Gonna, we're going to have to go that route, right?
Or a New Year's Eve party. Yes, just 1 week later. Oh, man, this year, Christmas is on Sunday morning, and Christmas Eve is on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And New Year's Eve is on Saturday night. Christmas is on, New Year's Day is on Sunday morning. Weekends are precious.
Yes.
There's only so many of them. Don't go throwing your holidays on our weekends. Christmas and New Year should only be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
So you want somebody to recalculate the whole calendar for the year to put it on a Monday?
I want both those weeks ruined every year.
Okay.
I don't want it to fall conveniently on the weekends. I want both those weeks ruined. I want that Monday and Tuesday to be, nobody's doing anything.
Okay.
Thursday and Friday, nobody's here.
Okay, we need to put you in contact with the people who are in charge of the calendars from like years and years and years to come.
Yes, and daylight savings time, I'm going to take care of all this.
Okay, are you?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
You know what, Tom? Thank you.
All right, when you put it that way, Diana, Christmas morning, you've gone to Mass, you've gone to church maybe the night before, you've had breakfast, you're packing the kids all together, you're getting ready to go over to Grandma's house for the family holiday. Somebody stops you in your driveway and peels off 10 crisps, honeys?
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 cash? Say, look, here's $1,000 cash, you don't go to the holiday, you don't go to the family Christmas. I'm taking that money, and I think most people would take that money right there.
Talking about being alone. They're talking about you send everybody else away and then be alone.
Yes, all right.
And, you know, you're not alone because there was a poll that was done and found that two in five Americans say, hey, I'd take the cash family time.
I would take it, and I would laugh all day. I would just laugh. I would have the best Christmas of all time. I would try to make up for it if anybody was wound up about it, but I'm going, hey. Man, I've got $1,000 in cash here, and it's New Year's and Christmas. So who's the happy person today?
Yes, who's the happy person?
Well, I don't know,
Diane. Who's
the
happy guy?
Go thumbs at me.
I got $1,000 family out of the house.
That's going to upset some people, but if they're peeling those hundreds off in the driveway,
that would be a little hard to say no.
It'd be hard to say no.
Well, you know what? How about we see you later?
Bye, kids. We've been doing Wake Up with Buddy the Elf trivia from that film to win the scratch-offs every morning from the Maryland State Lottery.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with the spaghetti? Is that referred to in Buddy? Is that referred to Buddy the Elf spaghetti, or is this a brand-new concoction?
No, he ate this, an elf. And he would make it for the family and then make little bags where they could take it to work and have that as their lunch. And this is the cutest thing. HelloFresh has their HelloFresh Elf Spaghetti.
Buddy the Elf Spaghetti meals coming your way.
Mm-hmm. And you know, HelloFresh, they deliver those meals and then they tell you how to make them and they are so delish. Well, you can get the cutest little package to make the Buddy Spaghetti Elf mix in it. Or it actually has spaghetti in it. It
has pasta, marshmallows, various types of candy, maple syrup, chocolate cereal, and generic chocolate frosted Pop-Tarts. Diana.
It looks good.
There's spaghetti in there somewhere?
There is spaghetti. If I did it, I would cook the spaghetti different, but it almost looks like you take the candy and make some kind of a Czech mix.
You know, this is a great idea.
A candy mix.
I mean, you know, this kind of gift is like an experience. It's a great gift idea.
It certainly is.
People are freaked out.
$15?
All right, $15.
$15.
We'll serve two people, but it's the presentation and it's the gift, and you got to order it by when?
Yes.
You got to...
They're going to be selling out fast, and they're making a limited amount available every day. Monday through Friday, they go on sale at 12:25 p.m., and I believe it is this Friday that they go on sale.
Okay.
And again, you can only buy a certain amount per day, and then once it's gone, it's gone.
It's a wild, weird world out there. Want proof? Fourth Dimension Fun Center presents the Free Country Wake Up Crew's Ridiculous News.
Love Ridiculous News. When we go from the serious stuff like Buddy the Elf Spaghetti, I love mixing it up a little bit. So give us something ridiculous.
Well, this is about how we spend our time over the holidays, and this is really interesting. You know how I really like surveys. But a new survey found that on average, people spend 34 hours of their lives untangling holiday lights.
Okay.
It's a day and a half picking them up off the ground and things like that, and trying to untangle them. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can believe it. How many of them plastic bins have you opened up and pulled those lights out and started that process and thought, I wonder how much they are at Big Lots because I'm throwing all this out and go get another one.
Well, we're real careful not to just throw them back in. They're all put together in a certain way, but I'm telling you, even taking them out and they could be meticulously coiled, that's still a process. And one wrong turn and you have to do the whole process over again.
I'm all for the leaving the lights on, leaving that tree kind of put together and just going downstairs. Don't take those lights off. Plug it in. Keep your fingers crossed next year.
Okay.
34 hours of your life.
There you go. Over a day.